भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5th चैप्टर 8th टेक्स्ट 11th एंड 12th द प्रोस फॉर्म इति कृतां संग आसान सयनातन स्नानादिषु सह मृग जुहुना स्नेहानुबद्ध हृदय आसीत् इति एम ट्रांसलेशन ड्यू टू अटैचमेंट फॉर द डियर महाराज ले डाउन विथ इट वॉक्ड अबाउट विथ इट बेथ विथ इट एंड इवन एट विथ इट दस हिज हार्ट बिकेम बाउंड टू द डियर इन अफेक्शन उषा कुसुम संवित टेक्स्ट 12th कुसा कुसुम सम्मित पलाश फल मुलोदकानि अहर्षीयमानो प्रकाशला प्रकादिभ्यो भयम् असामा समनो यदा सह हरिना कौनिकेन वनम् समावसति महाराज भरत वांटेड टू एंटर द फॉरेस्ट टू कलेक्ट कुसा ग्रास फ्लावर्स वुड लीव्स फ्रूट्स रूट्स एंड वाटर He would fear that dogs, jackals, tiger, and other ferocious animals might kill the deer. He would therefore always take the deer with him when entering the forest. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. How Maharaj Bharat increased his affection for the deer is described herein. Even such an exalted personality as Bharat Maharaj, who had attained loving affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fell down from his position due to his affection for some animal. Consequently, as will be seen, he had accepted the body of a deer in his next life. Since this was the case with Bharat Maharaj, what can we say of those who are not advanced in spiritual life, but who become attached to cats and dogs? Due to their affection for their cats and dogs, they have to take the same bodily form in the next life, unless they clearly increase their affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless we increase our faith in the Supreme Lord, we shall be attracted to many other things. This is the cause of our material bondage. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnana Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, the episode of Bharat Maharaj. As this canto proceeds, Atra Sarga Visargasya Sthanam Poshanam Utaya, the 5th canto describes in a progressive way the 10th subject matter discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are in the subject of Utaya, or the impetus for devotional service. So fitting to this subject, the episode of Bharat Maharaj, which gives us impetus for performing devotional service, both positive and how to avoid the negative impetus also. So in this way, Bharat Maharaj, who is a son of King Rishabhadev, received instruction from Rishabhadev on how to perform devotional service. Rishabhadev as a father performed his duty of instructing his son how to perform devotional service. He gave him the Sambandha Gyan. And then Bharat Maharaj episode, that after receiving that instruction from his father come spiritual master, Bharat Maharaj as a sadhaka is performing his devotional service. And Bhagavatam teaches the whole world what happens to a person who is, after receiving the instruction from the spiritual master, while performing sadhana, what are the difficulties he is facing in his sadhana. In this way, we can take lessons from this whole episode of Bharat Maharaj. And then, the last purport we heard from Gaur Govind Prabhu, it's nicely described, that how we can learn lessons from Bharat Maharaj, how his affection for the material objects stopped him to perform further devotional service. That became the barrier for him. So the whole episode of Bharat Maharaj gives us so much of lessons. It is stated that if anyone wants to perform devotional service or bhakti, he should know five things. In the episode of Bharat Maharaj, we can learn all these five things. First of all, one should have the knowledge of one's own identity. It's called Swaswarupa. What is the identity or what is the constitutional nature of oneself? And then, one should also know what is the nature or what is the constitutional nature of the Supreme Lord, Ishvara Swarupa. And then, not only just knows about himself and the Lord, he should also know what is the process to attain the Supreme Lord. That is a process, Upaya. And he knows the process, he knows about himself and knows about the Lord, but what is the reason that he is trying to achieve that particular object of perfection, the Supreme Lord? And that is called Prayojana or Upaya. What is the fala one is getting by performing devotional service? And then, knowing oneself, knowing the Supreme Lord, performing the process for attaining the ultimate goal of love of God, in this process, it is not so easy. There are going to be so many obstacles going to come in this path. So one has to be thorough with understanding what are the obstacles possibly can come while executing this process. That is called Virodhi Swarupa, or the obstacles in the path of devotional service. So in the episode of Bharat Maharaj understood his own constitutional position and understood who is the Supreme Lord, and is also performing the process given by his father, and also he understood the goal of life. He attained love of Godhead. In fact, he attained to certain extent the ecstasies in attaining love of Godhead. At the same time, we are also seeing how a sadhaka undergoes in various obstacles in performing devotional service. In this way, and this episode of Bharat Maharaj is a very important lesson, especially for the sadhakas who are trying to perfect devotional service. So, here in the episode of Bharat Maharaj, his obstacles come in a different form. He become attached to the deer. And his devotional service is trying to hamper because of this petty attachment. In fact, for the last couple of days, I am reading Ramayana for some particular service. So I was thinking that I want to speak Ramayana, so how to speak on Bharat Maharaj pastime. But the episode is very much amazing that how this is directly applicable for us. If you see in the episode of Ramayana, not only Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Vedic scriptures teaches the sadhakas that what are the difficulties one can face in devotional service. If you see in the example of episode of Bharat Maharaj, he become attached to the deer. And if you see in the example of Ramayana, Mother Sita became attached to the golden deer. So, the Acharyas in the Valmiki Ramayana, they say that Mother Sita is also in the position of a sadhaka who is performing devotional service. So, they explain that when Sita wanted to go with Lord Ram to forest, Lord Ram in the initial stage tells Mother Sita that, "My dear Sita, you don't come with me to forest. Because if you come with me, there are going to be a lot of animals, ferocious animals, very difficult path. So my suggestion is that you stay back and serve your elders. Then you will be happy and I'll come back, we'll be together." But Mother Sita, she is telling that, "How is it possible I can stay back? In fact, my father given me to you, thinking that you are a great hero. But if you don't take me with the forest, then what he will think? He will think that samartavapi tauyan mam navikshaya parantapa. Mataram priyam. He says that you are a striyam purusha vigraham. You are a male, but in the form of a woman. So it is not good for you to leave me behind. I should come with you. As far as the animals are concerned, no problem. When the animal sees you, the ferocious tigers and lions, as soon as they see you, they become tame. They become very simple. And other animals will flee away from by seeing your power. So no problem for me. I will come. And what I will do? By coming there, I will walk in front of you. Yatitvam prasthito durgam vanavasyo ragava agradaste gamishyami mridananti kushakantakan. I will walk in front of you. And there are going to be a lot of thorns and obstacles in the path when you are walking. And I will step on those thorns and pebbles and I will make the path very easy for you. Thus, I will come to the forest, I will walk in front of you. So this is my decision. In this way, Mother Sita agreed. Mother Sita proposed that I should come with you. And Lord Ram smiled. In this way, Mother Sita came with Lord Ram. So Acharya's comment that what is the reason Mother Sita was undergone this episode, this obstacle of being caught by Ravana. So they explain that Mother Sita did three mistakes. First is that though Lord Ram stopped her, still she wanted to come with Lord Ram. And the reason she gave is that if you don't take me, you are like a woman in the form of a Purusha. And then I'll come with you and I'll make your path easy by walking in front of you. And then she also told, if as far as animals are concerned, they'll be taken care by you. By seeing you, they'll become tame. So she said these things. But when they came to Panchavati in Nasik, Maricha, who came in the form of a golden deer, and Mother Sita, and in her pastime, she became attracted to the golden deer. It's nothing but a falsity of the miracle of Maricha. So she became attracted to the golden deer. So for the falsity, she sent the absolute truth, Lord Ram, to get the deer. So here we see Sita is with Lord Ram, but she is performing devotion service, but golden deer, a false golden deer, a material attachment came in between the devotion service. So she sent Lord Ram, who is absolute truth, to get the false deer. So this is the first mistake the Acharya said that Mother Sita committed. And not only that, she told in the beginning that Lord Ram, you are like, you are like a Purusha Vigraham, but in a Stri form. So in this way, she kind of told Lord Ram that you are useless. And then, if you don't take me with you. And the third offense, they say that what Mother Sita committed, is that after Lord Ram went behind the deer, she told Lakshman that you are not going to help Lord Ram. I know the intention because you want to be in the position of Lord Ram and be with me. That's why you are not going. In this way, Mother Sita spoke harsh word to Lakshman, who is a great Bhagavata. So the Acharya's comments, because of this Bhagavata aparad, Mother Sita has to undergo from the separation of Lord Ram. Of course, the Acharyas very carefully are making us understand that Mother Sita is as good as Supreme Lord Himself. So she is performing these pastimes for various reasons. So the various reasons, they say that first reason that why she has to go, leave Lord Ram and go to forest is that, as we saw in the previous verse, that she mentioned that I'll go walk in front of you and I'll make the path easier for you. So Acharya say that if Sita has to be with Lord Ram, then the purpose of Lord Ram's descent to kill Ravana will take long time to come. And apart from that, the nature of Mother Sita is she always patience. She forgives the offenses of the living entities. She is called Purushakari. Purushakari means one who recommends the jivas to the Supreme Lord. In fact, in the episode of the Acharyas explained that Shurpanaka, she wanted Lord Ram, but she doesn't want Mother Sita. And Ravana wanted Sita, but no Ram. Both are got destroyed. But in the episode of Surpanakha, because Mother Sita was close to Lord Ram, her life was spared, only her limbs were cut. Even the episode of Crow Jayanta, she came to disturb Mother Sita, because Mother Sita is considered to be the limb of Lord Ram. He is like a non-different. In fact, in Ramayana, one place, it is said, Lord Ram cut the nose of Surpanakha with his right arm. But everyone knows the story, Lakshmana only cut the nose of Mother Surpanakha. But why it is mentioned Lord Ram cut his right hand? Because Lakshmano Ramasya Dakshino Bahu. Lakshmana is considered as the right hand of Lord Ram. In this way, Mother Sita is nothing but the limb of Lord Ram. So Surpanakha and Jayanta came and attacked Mother Sita, is nothing but the limb of Lord Ram. Because of that offense, their different angas, crow's eye was spoiled, and then Surpanakha's nose was cut. So in this way, but their life was spared. But in the case of Ravana, he directly offended not only Mother Sita, but wanted to kill Lord Ram, who is the angi, or who is the owner of the limb. So not only his limbs are cut off, at the same time his life is also finished. The reason Acharyas gave, that Jayanta and Surpanakha, they were spared of their life because Mother Sita was there with Lord Ram at that time. But in the battlefield of Lanka, Mother Sita was not there. Because of that reason, Ravana was killed. So in this way, Mother Sita is a compassionate who recommends the living entities to Lord Ram by forgiving the offenses of the living entities. And then, it is also mentioned that to make the path of Lord Ram easy, Mother Sita went ahead. And when she went ahead, her motivation was, if Lord Ram comes, he knows only one language. He is going to kill Ravana on the spot. So I should go in front of him and I will do my duty as a mother to instruct the fallen son Ravana to surrender to Lord Ram. So Mother Sita accepted this particular she performed this pastime of being attached to the deer, and she went ahead and she tried her best to instruct Ravana. In fact, Mother Sita told Ravana that by my chastity I could have easily burnt you ashes in Panchavadi itself. But I spared you because I don't want to insult the prowess of Lord Ram. I spared you because I am hoping that you will surrender to Lord Ram. So Ravana, you better surrender to Lord Ram, then you will be spared. In this way, she tried her best to instruct Ravana. So when her motherly affection failed to instruct Ravana, then Lord Ram has to take his own path of punishing him. So in this way, Mother Sita becoming attracted to the deer is nothing but her pastime of performing her natural quality of recommending the jiva to the Lord. But at the same time, Acharyas explained that Mother Sita is teaching various lessons by this pastime. Also, Mother Sita's separation in Ramayana, in three places it is taking place. The first time Mother Sita separated from Lord Ram is in Panchavati. She separated from Lord Ram. And this is explained, the reason for this separation is her kripa, or her merciful nature. She wanted to deliver the sages from the troubles of the demons. So she went ahead of Lord Ram, Agradistami, I'll go in the front, and Mridandi Kushakandakam. So Kushakandakam, in the Kusha where the Acharyas explained the troubles in the earth. To remove the troubles in the earth, she walked in front of Lord Ram and made his task easier. So for this reason, Mother Sita went ahead of, separated from Lord Ram to show his kripa or show his mercy. And the second time she separated is at the episode of when Lord Ram comes back to Ayodhya, and Lord Ram tells Lakshman to take Sita and take her to the kutir of, take her to the forest. So second time she separated to show her quality of being Paratantriya. Paratantriya means that complete obedience to Lord Ram. Because Mother Sita heard that Lakshman is telling that Lord Ram sent you to forest for this reason. But she told that I would have committed suicide by this time, but because I having the child of Lord Ram, the child of Vishwagu dynasty, I will not commit suicide, I will stay. So she showed the paratantriya, the obedience to Lord Ram by being separated herself from Lord Ram. So in this way, she separated for the second time to show the paratantriya, complete obedience. And then in the third time, Mother Sita separated from Lord Ram is that Valmiki unites Lord Ram and Sita in the forest. And then Lord Ram calls Mother Sita to come. But Mother Sita speaks a vow that if I am chaste wife of Mother Lord Ram, if I have not done any mistakes in my chastity, let Mother Earth comes to me and takes me inside. So again here, Mother Sita separated from Lord Ram to show the quality of Ananyarhatvam, or that there is no one other than Lord Ram is my Supreme Master. So in this way, Mother Sita separating from Lord Ram is to show the sadhaka that how a devotee should behave. He should be compassionate to the others, and he should be convinced that there is no one other than Lord Ram is my Master, and he should be convinced that to prove this fact that I am servant of Lord, I can do any troubles. I can undergo any troubles. So Mother Sita's separation from Lord Ram is for these reasons. But apart from that, the Acharya's quotes that how a sadhaka can learn the lesson from. Even in the episode of Bharat Maharaj, in yesterday's purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that one should not bother for material activities. If one is at all sympathetic or able to do good to others, you should endeavor to raise people to Krishna consciousness. Bharat Maharaj acted in such a way. For our instruction, Bharat Maharaj acted in such a way. That is the purport Prabhupada makes to clear that the great souls sometimes falls down in devotion service. That should not be taken in the light of the sadhakas falling down. It is for the reason to instruct others also. So we see the example of Mother Sita and Bharat Maharaj, that the fall down takes place because of attachment to the unwanted objects. And then we also see in the episode of Mother Sita and Bharat Maharaj what they are doing after the fall down takes place. In the episode of Mother Sita, she didn't feel that, you know, this happened to me. In fact, she repents. She performed this. She herself thought she did the mistake of offending Lakshman and, you know, going behind the deer, sending Lord Ram. She herself spoke in the repentance way when Hanuman came, that I accept that mistake is done by me. I offended Lakshman. But please, I am always obedient to Lord Ram. Please tell him to come and take me back. So when a fall down takes place, or when something happens in the devotional service, the sadhaka should not give up, should not blame others. Mother Sita explains here that she repents that mistake is mine, that I went behind the deer. Because of my mistake, I am in the situation. And again, for the example of Bharat Maharaj, when he fell down to the attraction of the deer, he was put in the body of a deer in the next life. But still, he didn't give up the devotion service to Lord Vishnu. He always thinking of Lord Vishnu. When I will, he went to the same place, Pulahashrama, in the form, in the body of a deer, and went and performed devotional service. And even before getting the body of deer, another lesson mentioned, that when a person becomes attracted to any other object other than devotional service, he has to take the different forms of life. If you see the example Prabhupada mentions here, due to their affection for their cats and dogs, they have to take the same bodily form in the next life. So we see in the episode of Mother Sita, the Acharyas explain that Mother Sita was living freely under the care of Lord Ram. But because of her attraction to the false deer, she has to enter into Lanka, which is considered to be a prison house. So the living entity, when we are not performing devotional service, attracted to other objects like Bharat Maharaj, entered into the body of a deer. He was imprisoned in the body of a deer. Mother Sita was imprisoned in the land of Lanka. And when imprisoned in this body, the things are not going to be easy. We will be attracted and affected by the demonic forces. So Ravana is coming and alluring Mother Sita that come and join me. Lord Ram is a useless person. He is a Nara. He is a human being. I am here. I will give you all the wealth. Come and join me. In this way, Ravana is alluring Mother Sita that why you are staying with Lord Ram? Accept my proposal. So in this way, mind allures the living entity that anyway, you are not with Lord now. come and join me. All the enjoyment is for you. So, the devotional service, it becomes tough when you say yes to those proposals. But in the episode of Sita and Bharat Maharaj, that though there is so much of enjoyment, we see in the story of Bharat Maharaj, the deer is going here and there but just takes the dry leaves. And the episode of when he becomes Jada Bharat, he was not interested in the material objects, though they were available very easily. In the episode of Mother Sita, she is also saying no to all these alluring objects. In this way, sadhaka should say no to the allurements of mind. And that is another lesson we can learn from the episode of Sita and Bharat. And not only that, when we are saying no to these objects, they are going to trouble us a lot. So, what is to be done? Should we give up the process? How long we have to wait? Mother Sita, she is imprisoned in the body of Lanka, and the mind like Ravana is troubling so much, and 10 senses are compared to the 10 heads of Ravana. They are proposing, come and join me. But Sita is becoming very patient. She never gave up the affection to Lord Ram. So Acharya explained, she never gave up the obedience to Lord Ram. She never gave up the faith or loyalty to Lord Ram. She tolerated. The Gita explained, Shakno Deva Shodham Prak Sharir Vimokshanad Kama Krodat Bhavam Vegam Sayukta Sasuki Naraha. That one has to tolerate the urges, the demands of the mind and the body and the senses till the body is finished. So she is imprisoned in Lanka, but she is still tolerating the allurements and the proposals given by the mind and the body. So Mother Sita is giving an example that how a sadhaka should behave. And then still, when Lord Ram comes and destroys the city of Lanka and takes her out of Lanka, then she becomes united with Lord Ram. Similarly, Jada Bharat also, she is waiting when the body of the deer will fall away and continue devotion service. Similarly, as long as we are in this body, there is bound to be affections and allurements from the mind and the senses. But we have to tolerate till the body falls down. We cannot say that how long we have to be patient. So Mother Sita and Bharat Mara exhibited a lesson of how one should be tolerant. And then, we also see in the episode of the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna became overwhelmed in devotional service. We see when Arjuna was about to fight in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was performing devotional service. Krishna came to battlefield thinking Arjuna is going to fight. So the whole battlefield is ready and the war is going to begin. And Arjuna is supposed to execute his devotional service or fighting on behalf of Lord. But due to his attachment to the objects of affection, in the case of Bharat Maharaj was dear, but in the case of Arjuna was near and dear. So because of that attachment to his kinsman, his devotional service become choked off. He told that, I cannot fight, I will keep my bow down. So his determination to fight or his determination to perform devotional service to Krishna hampered because of the attachment to his dear and kinsman. At that time what happened? Krishna instructed Arjuna. And after hearing the instruction of Arjuna, Arjuna gave up that false attachment for his near and dear. Just like Bharat Maharaj and Sita was attracted to his the deer, he gave up that attachment and fought, performed devotional service. And it's not that after fighting the battlefield of Kurukshetra, performing devotional service, Arjuna became his task became very easy. Again, the same test came in this life, in his life. And in the episode of Abhimanyu came, and again his near and dear, the closest, why people fight or why people do some big tasks to enjoy with their family or to give something to their descendants, the son especially. So Arjuna's son Abhimanyu was died. Again the test came. Now your near and dear is died. What are you going to do? Are you still continuing devotional service or are you going to stop? Again, Arjuna, though the attachment is there, but still he performed devotional service. So in this way, we see in all the scriptures, there is always a struggle between attachment to material objects and performance of devotion service. But we see in the episode of Sita and Bharat and Arjuna that they pass this test by saying no to the objects of affection and then perform the devotion service. And in the purport here, Prabhupada mentioned that due to their affection for their cats and dogs, they are to take the same bodily form in the next life like those. And again, Prabhupada mentioned the solution. Unless we increase our faith in the Supreme Lord, we shall be attracted to so many other things. That is the cause of material bondage. So here, Prabhupada gives a solution. That what solution is there? We are attached to these material objects. How to come out of that? So Prabhupada mentioned the solution that one has to devote his faith and affection to the Supreme Lord. And that is the solution for coming out of material attachments. So again we see in this particular purport that Prabhupada mentions about love and affection to the Supreme Lord. If you don't love God, we love dog. So the love or affection in Sanskrit is called hitam. We see in Bhagavad Gita, anudveka karam vakyam satyam prehitam chayat swadhyaya abhyasanam chayva vangmayam tapo uchyate. So this particular hitam is beneficiary or out of affection. So this particular hitam is mentioned that one should increase in affection. The acharyas explains the devotion service into three categories. First is tattvam. Tattva means the absolute truth. And hitam means that what is beneficiary to attain this absolute truth. And purushartha. Tattva, hita and purushartha. So as tattva or absolute truth, the acharyas explain, Krishna is a tattva. And then the hitam, or hitam means how to achieve Krishna. The acharyas again explain, nothing but the mercy of Krishna. What is beneficiary to attain that object of the truth? That is loving affection for Krishna, Krishna himself. And the third is purushartha. What is the benefit of attaining that object of life, that love of Krishna, is nothing but the pleasure of the Lord, Krishna himself. So these are the three categories, tattva, hita, purushartha. And then again they are explaining that tattva, hita, purushartha can be also, tattva also includes the devotees. Bhakti is the tattva, there is nothing else other than devotion service. And then hitam, how to attain the devotion service, that is also nothing but performance of devotion service. And purushartha, the goal of life, the end and the means is nothing but devotion service. And then tattva also can be a devotee. Only three things are eternal in this world: devotee, devotion service, and Bhagavan. Bhakta, Bhagavan, and Bhagavata. These are the three absolute truths. So when you approach the devotees, one can easily get the affection of Supreme Lord. Say Prabhupada mentioned that one has to increase the attachment to Supreme Lord. And how can you attract attachment to Supreme Lord? By getting the affection of his own devotees. In this world, many times we see that people are thinking, why we should worship God? God is in the spiritual world, he is enjoying. But the jivas in the material world, we are suffering here. And if we say that our constitutional nature is to serve God, why first of all we came here? Why Krishna has to make us fall down? Why he created a system like that we are falling down? So the material world, the jivas out of envy towards Lord, they are thinking, why I should worship Krishna? In fact, we see in the posters nowadays that somebody is playing a flute and having a blue color and so many girls around him. So they want, in the material world, out of envy, they want to imitate Krishna. They want to take the position of Krishna in the material world. But in the spiritual, if you see the amazing thing, that here the expansion want to take the position of the source of expansion, Krishna. But in the spiritual world, out of love, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna himself, wants to take the position of his devotee. Here, out of envy, everyone wants to become Krishna, so many avatars coming. But in the spiritual world, out of love, Krishna himself, the Supreme Lord himself, wants to take the position of his own devotee. We see in the advent of Lord Chaitanya, he is Krishna himself. But Krishna is having all the opulences, enjoying himself. His Atmaram completely satisfied. But he is thinking that my devotee Srimati Radharani, why she has so much attraction for me? So Krishna, the absolute truth, want to take the position of his own expansion. Thus Krishna comes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya comes, he is He is taking the position of a devotee. But in the material world, people think there are a lot of envy that why God is sitting there playing flute. I want to become God. There was one famous musician. He was approached and was shown the picture of Krishna dancing with the gopis. And he said, everything is nice. Only change has to be there that in the place of Krishna, I should be there. So that is envy. That out of envy, the living entities want to take the position of Krishna. But this particular envy cannot be answered by any other philosophy except Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. That if you go and tell Christians or followers of Islam that God is a personality who loves you. And in case, in return, they ask the question, if God loves me, why am I suffering here? Why is he enjoying, I am suffering always here? And the maximum answer they can give is that you can come to the kingdom of God, you can serve God. There's nothing else they can say. But in the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, the envy which is rooted in the heart of jivas, the complete satisfaction is there. Satisfactory answer is there. Even if you think that God is enjoying the spiritual world and you are suffering here, you become envious of God, don't worry. Even you don't have to become one with God, as Prabhupada mentioned, that our proposal is we can become more than God. See the example of Arjuna's driving the chariot of Krishna driving the chariot of Arjuna. So Supreme Lord in the spiritual world, out of love, want to become the servant of his devotee. But in the material world, the jivas want to take the position of God. So, Prabhupada mentions the solution is hitam, or affection for Supreme Lord. That the envy within this material world can be eradicated by understanding that how Supreme Lord in the spiritual world want to take the place of his own devotee. He has everything, but he want to take position of, for example, if a rich man, he has everything. But he wants to take something from a beggar. That means the beggar has something more valuable than what rich man doesn't have. So in the material world, everyone is aspiring that I want to be God. I want to take position of God. But in the spiritual world, Krishna is God, absolute truth. He wants to take the position of his own devotee. And he is relishing that place. That I want to be servant of my devotees. So we can see that if you want to eradicate this envy towards Lord and attachment to the objects of this material world, one has to see what the Supreme loves the most. And if you see in that case, the Supreme Lord loves the most his own devotee. So, to be a devotee is the highest position in the whole entire creation. Even the Supreme Lord aspires for that. And so, devotee position is so great, and to love such a devotees who are around us, that is the only solution that we can eradicate this hatred towards the Supreme Lord and our attachment to these false objects, like in the case of Bharat Maharaj and Mother Sita, the deer. So, how we can attract this attachment to Supreme Lord? By becoming close with the devotees. Here, Prabhupada is explaining that one should not attach to cats and dogs, very dangerous. In fact, one of the devotees was petting the dog so much lovingly. And mentioned to one of senior devotees that this devotee was petting the dog so much, kissing it. And he mentioned that that is very dangerous. He should not be allowed to worship the deities. So again, the warning is given that one should not be attached to these animals. Prabhupada is very seriously telling that that due to their affection for their cats and dogs, they have to take the same bodily form in the next life. So the affection for animals is nothing but the hatred which they are experiencing from the people around them. So they are experiencing the hatred from the people and they are not able to repose their affection to the cats and dogs, to the people in general, their near and dear. So, and the affection become the cats and dogs take the object of their affection. We see in the Western world, the common principle, as Sulan's Rana Swami explained, that cats and especially the dog become the center of affection for the whole family because they are not able to relate with the near and dear. But if we repose the same affection to the devotees, then we can avoid this unnecessary attachment. And if at all we want to attach to the cats and dogs or some animals, and we have in the altar so many animals, the braja animals, one can become attached. And also, one is after all want to become attached to cats and dogs or want to attach to animals, the devotee's mood should be that one should become like a dog in front of others. One should become so loyal and dependent on other devotees, just like that of a dog. In the episode of, we see in the episode of Shivananda Sen, the dog was there and was affectionately taken care by Shivananda Sen. And even Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Tumito Thakur Tumare Kukur, that let me become your dog. So when we become like a dog in front of the devotees, and they will show the affection. And if we become compassionate to the devotees around us, that will satisfy our affectionate propensity. We want to love someone. If the devotees are not there, the love and affection goes towards all the material objects, including cats and dogs, which Prabhupada specifically mentioned in this purport. So one can love the devotees. And the mood of the devotee is that he should aspire that I should be loved by another devotee and I should be so helpless and surrender to him. There is a term in Sanskrit called hitamar. It's a hitaishu. Hitaishu means when they address other devotees, they are my hitaishu. Or hita pravartakas. Those who repose their affection towards me. Or those who increase my affection towards the Lord. For that is the mood of a devotee, that I should become so nice, the other devotee should love me. And what is the nature of the dog? The dog is there very loyal. And in another episode, in the pastime of the Acharyas, once there was a festival going on in Ranganath temple, and there was suddenly a discussion. The reason was a dog entered near the deity. So at that time, the present Acharya was Parashara Bhatta. So the dog entered, and Parashara Bhatta was in the house by the time. All the devotees discussing, we should do something. So they came to conclusion, the dog entered near the altar, so we had to perform Lagu Samprokshana. Samprokshana means purificatory process. Lagu means small purificatory process. And to do this process, there has to be Acharya should be present. So immediately they sent a message. And the messenger ran to the house of Parashara Bhatta and told him, Bhatta, the dog has entered and there is Lagu Samprokshana, so you have to come there. And Parashara Bhatta heard this news, and suddenly he just ran from the house, ran and went to the temple, and he bypassed the Brahmanas who are about to perform this Lagu Samprokshana, went straight to the altar, went to the Lord and told, oh, I heard that there's some dog entered, and because the dog entered, you want to perform Lagu Samprokshana. But every day I am coming here. Every day I am entering your altar, and what Lagu Samprokshana you can perform? What you can do that I am entering every day? Someday some dog has entered, you want to perform Lagu Samprokshana. I am entering every day. What are you going to perform now? And this he becomes so amazed, the mercy of Lord Rod, and fainted at that spot. So this is the mood of a devotee, that he becomes the helpless as a dog in front of others. And we also see the quality of a dog is very loyal and affectionate to the master. Whatever the master says, the dog never says no. So when you want to be as a dog of Vaishnavas, sometimes the dog has to be punished. Sometimes the dog has to be treated properly. Sometimes it is spoken affectionate word, and sometimes it has to be punished. But the dog supposed to be, as we are a dog, we should not bark back that, okay, that is, I accept your command on me. So if you don't bark back, then that is that we are in the position of a dog, being a servant of a devotee. But sometimes it goes further than barking, it goes till biting back. And if that is the case, then generally we see those who are keeping dog with them, if the dog is behaving such a way, barking or biting back, then they have to call a municipality. Okay, this dog is not in a sane position, so take back. So that is the condition of we have to aspire for such a position, that I want to be dog, but at the same time, I don't want to bark back or bite back. I just want to be humble. Otherwise, in the place of municipality, Maya will come and will take us from the associational devotees. And as a dog is being sometime punished or sometime rewarded, a devotee aspiring such a position, they are punished. Like yesterday, I was taking prasada merrily. One of the authority, they lovingly chastised me that you should not take prasad at this before the time. So sometime punishment is given. Today, supposed to write 108 Mahamantra, Baldepu, forgiven, sometime being pardoned. But if we take one particular action seriously and we become bark back or bite back, then we are not actually representing the position of as a subservient to the master. And we have to humbly accept that and put in the position of I am servant of servant. And if you approach in such a mood to the devotees, and that is the secret way to get rid of the affection of this material world, and our affection is transported towards the devotees, and that affection will become the cause for Lord to bestow his affection on us. And then Lord's affection falls on us, then the root cause envy that I want to be God, this root cause of root anartha of last snare of Maya within our heart will be eradicated, and one can ascend to the spiritual world. Also, we hear another interesting episode of this particular Bharat Maharaj, that though he had taken two births to achieve perfection, because we say because of not association of devotees. Sometimes we think that, oh, Bharat Maharaj fell down, or and the episode of Sita, so much trouble. So we think we have to take lessons from such fall down, we should be careful. But actually speaking, that though their fall down is mentioned so much in the scripture, in our life the fall down takes place all the time. That may not, sometimes not be grass, but certainly every time one is falling down. But when you are falling down or some troubles come to a devotion service, one is not giving up patience, one is not losing hope, one is still become subservient to devotees and attend to the spiritual world. So in essence, that's what Srila Prabhupada speaks here about, that due to their affection for their cats and dogs, they have to take the same bodily form in the next life. Unless they clearly increase their affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unless we increase our faith in the Supreme Lord, we shall be attracted to many other things. That is the cause of our material bondage. So I'll stop my barking. Park here. Correction. So any, if there is any correction and comments, the assembly more benefited. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.